monitoring the operation via a laptop computer. Chatter was minimal, cut down to terse reports on Echo One's movements and little else. In the back of the Volvo was a gear bag, with everything in it they would need to take the woman alive. Duct tape, cable ties, a stun gun, a clamshell case containing two injector pens loaded with a pentobarbital derivative. The bag also held the items required for disposal of a corpse, if it went that way. Everyone in the team had memorized the locations where they would take Echo One for detainment or dumping, depending on how it played out. The former was a vacant house in the old town, and for the latter, an isolated deep water spot along the dockside at Bekelage. They had handled operations like this one before. Renditions, both legal and prohibited. The trackers worked as a well-oiled unit, enough that one single target was unlikely to stand a chance against them. This was a confidence born not of complacency, but from experience. The thin briefing from their superiors suggested that Echo One was former armed forces, but she had no network, no backup, and no organization behind her. Echo One was alone and out in the cold, in both the figurative and literal senses. What this woman had done to deserve such scrutiny had not been made clear, but there was the usual amount of supposition and rumor. Echo One was most likely someone who had gone off book and earned the displeasure of her former masters. Perhaps she knew too much. Perhaps she had exposed the wrong secret. Whatever the reason, this isolated, rain-soaked figure was being stalked like an animal, and her life hung in the balance. Her booted feet making splashes, she jogged over a pedestrian crossing where two four-lane streets intersected. The hunters in the car saw another of their team move to follow, the third man staying far enough back that the target wouldn't make him. A radio call from the other hunter on foot warned that Echo One was picking up the pace, turning into a side street that led north through the top end of the Major Stewen district, in the direction of more sparsely populated streets. If she continued that way, off the main drag and in this filthy weather, the few pedestrians around would make the trackers stand out. The driver exchanged a wary look with the dark-skinned man, who returned a nod. The Volvo moved off, crawling around a tram and shifting into the slow lane. Both of them knew that they were on the cusp of a go or no-go choice. If they maintained the follow, the chances of Echo One spotting them rose significantly. If they broke off, they might not be able to reacquire the target at the hostel she was staying in or the bars she frequented. Then the target made the decision for them. The dark-skinned man saw it first and called out a warning. Echo One abruptly broke her pattern and ran diagonally across the street towards a shelter concealing a set of turnstiles. Over the shelter, the sign of a blue T inside a circle indicated the entrance to the T-Bahnen, the local metro system that crisscrossed the city. Major Stewen Station was an interchange that spanned five of the metro's lines, and if Echo One escaped her hunters there, she would be able to resurface anywhere in Oslo. The Volvo jolted to a halt, and the dark-skinned man was already out of the car, quickly slipping over a low gate to get onto the platform ahead of the target. Through the windscreen, the driver watched the other two hunters follow Echo One through the ticket barriers. Then all of them were lost to sight, and she called in a message to the man in the cafe with the laptop. He was already at work, bringing up a timetable for the trains passing through Major Stewen and their destinations. The driver opened her coat and checked her gun as she listened to him speak. Like all of the hunters, she carried the same nose-heavy Maxim semi-automatic. The blocky front end of the weapon concealed an integral sound suppressor, reducing the noise of the pistol's discharge to a heavy, metallic clatter. But if the guns came out, it would not take long for the Norwegian police to arrive on the scene. They needed to deal with this quietly and quickly, without drawing the attention of the politi. The driver scowled and told the man in the cafe to call up the chain with the new development. The doors of the train in the station slammed shut as the target reached for them, and the dark-skinned man watched her flinch as if shocked back by the realization that her hasty escape was cut off. Echo One looked up and down the platform, and he could sense her trying to pick out her pursuers. He gambled that she hadn't seen him in the